We are Science Sophie. This is Coastal News, a home and away podcast, your weekly episode companion podcast for your favourite Aussie soap.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Coastal News, Home and Away podcast. This is our first look episode. But before that, don't forget that we upload every week, every Saturday morning, our main podcast episode where we discuss all the drama from last week in Summer Bay. So if you haven't listened to that already, go back and listen to that episode. But if you're ready for some spoilers, if you're ready for next week, you want to find out what's coming up on the show, you're in the right place. Because we're going to look right now, a sneaky peek ahead, to the episodes that will be airing this week on Channel 5 and 5 Star in the UK. And as always, I'm joined by Si. Hi, Si.
Hello, are you okay?
I'm good, thank you. Oh, you're a bit croaky.
What's happened to my... Hello, are you okay?
I'm good, thank you. Are you?
Yes, thank you. Very good.
Good. So, first look, mister. What do we do at the beginning of first look?
Oh, bugger.
We do a little game, don't we? I ask you for the episode number of the episode that we're going to watch on Monday, and we watch it at 6:30 p.m. don't we? So that is which episode?
Because it's going to have been nearly a week since I watched it, because we recorded because we were live and everything this weekend in Manchester. We recorded early, didn't we? So
yeah.
Oh no, so it begins with an 8.
Correct.
8-1. 8. I don't know, like 7 or something.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, 8187.
8187. Yeah. Okay.
Somewhere around there.
Put it in my little machine, Bibbidi Bob. Oh, congratulations. 8187.
Oh yes. Thank you. Another glass of Prosecco.
We don't need
any more, really. We're going to have diabetes. Yeah.
Well, I think that ship has sailed for me, but there we go.
Cirrhosis. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, 8187. So let's find out. Are you ready?
Chuffed with that. Yeah, go for it. Last week was a bit subdued, I'm not going to lie.
Like, I think off the back of the Eden and Remy stuff, it felt a little bit flatter, didn't it?
So I want something that's going to pick me up here, Sophie. Bring the goods.
Oh God, let me find something. I don't know how to take this. Okay, I'll see what you think of the wording of this. A new arrival brings Leah and Justin together. Now that sounds like a baby.
No, but did you watch the trailer on Friday?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes, I did see it, but I forgot about it. It was that lady.
There's a lady.
Yeah.
There's a lady, right. On the split second that we saw, it looked like it was someone she met in the clinic.
Yeah.
So okay. Read that again, sorry. What does the new arrival do?
A new arrival brings Leah and Justin together. In fact, the clip showed us that, because the new arrival, Justin looked like he'd popped round unannounced and they were about to have dinner or something. And then whoever this woman is said to Leah, like, invite him for dinner. And she said something like, do you want to stay for dinner? So I think it's literally that.
Maybe she's the catalyst then.
Yeah. She wants him talking. Interesting. Bree hides sad news from Remy. What could that be? Sad news for Bree or sad news for Remy?
I don't know, they've run out of wet wipes. I don't know.
The surf club has collapsed.
Yeah, and I don't tell you.
Oh, could it be his bike? Because Kirby was trying to fix his bike.
Maybe it's not repairable.
Good
shout. Yeah, Kirby wants to get his bike back on the road.
Yeah, could it be that? Maybe it's not fixable, even though Kirby has a band manager who's also a mechanic and also used to date a mechanic. So she's got two mechanics that she knows that could possibly put the bike back on the road. I don't know.
Maybe all the royalties in the land couldn't pay for the amount of damage.
That's true. It could be that, couldn't it? Yeah. Okay. who knows, maybe we'll find out a bit more as we carry on reading. Cash ponders his next career move. Well, we were doing that on the pod yesterday, weren't we? What could he do next?
What could Cash do next? What's Cash? Mm. Yeah.
What's he qualified to do? What does he want to do? Don't know. This is pondering it. He hasn't got a plan.
We've stuck him in the surf club. Let's see.
I stuck him in Securitas van. Doing deliveries of cash with a pistol under the dashboard.
Petty cash at the diner. Yeah.
Kirby forces Bree to be honest with Remy. Oh, so Kirby knows whatever it is. So maybe it is the bike drama.
Kirby forces Bree
to be honest, because Bree is hiding something sad, and then Kirby saying, "You've got to tell him. You've got to tell him. Tell him about the bike."
Is it something to do with his health?
Oh no! I didn't even think about that because I thought he was out of the woods. Oh, I don't know.
Because Bree's not on board with the bike, really. She went on it once and had a good time, but
yes, but she would know that he'd be heartbroken by it. It's not even his bike, is it? It's Mercedes' bike. Bloody heck, forgot about that.
Oh yeah, that's true. It was gifted.
It was gifted, and now he's totaled it. So,
well,
oops.
Thanks, Pinky and Perky.
Yeah, don't know.
Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine.
Don't you dare. You're going to get in my head again. You were in there all last weekend. Yes.
All right.
Dana inadvertently spills the beans. What beans has she got to spill now?
She's doing a fry up.
the diner.
Is this surf club related, Banjo? Does she get intel?
Has she got more information from him and she's run off to Rose with it again? Yeah, possibly.
Inadvertently spills it everywhere. Mm, yeah.
Very cryptic. Don't know. This is less cryptic. Felicity grapples with Tane moving on. Oh, God. Is this Harper again? Is this Harper again?
I don't know if I can watch Tane and Harper develop something, you know.
No.
Don't know if I can do it, Sophie, you know. You might have to do it.
I'm not ready for either of them to move on yet. I wasn't happy with Flick making that phone call to that random guy. I was just like, put the phone down,
you beer mat guy.
Yeah, you've been single for 2 seconds.
She only did one ring.
She did, but the fact that she went to ring him, I was just like, oh my God, just be single for a bit. You won't die. It'll be fine.
Read a book.
You know what I mean? You don't need a man. You've just got out of a marriage. Why don't you just exist for a minute? Just for a minute. Because
everybody around her is telling her she needs to get on the scene again. That's why. She's pressured, isn't she?
I know. I wasn't very happy with Eden actually egging her on. You know, let's go on a dating app. I was like, she's just took her wedding ring off and you're telling us to download a dating app. Get real. Come on. What kind of friend is that?
I would have actually been right down to Cash Converters with that wedding ring as well.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll be like, how many Malbecs is that worth?
Just take it to Virgin Wine and go, how much for this? I'll trade you that box for this.
I'll trade you my ring for 3 bodegas.
Wedding ring, right? moving on. Yes, swiftly.
Wedding ring.
Levi tells Mackenzie a shocking truth. Oh, here we go. Levi.
So is he owning up then?
He must be. Shocking truth. Unless it's your heart's still bad. I don't know. But it could be I have a girlfriend or slash wife slash life partner.
Mm. Or the chicken was undercooked.
Could be. Rue and John are in Damage Control. Damage Control. Oh, they've lost the sponsorship. They've lost the 30 grand, haven't they? So Damage Control, I presume, would be finding another sponsor? Finding some more money?
Or is it like, you know, suppliers are all dropping out, you know, because they're not going to get paid? Are they trying to keep things going, you know, trying to keep the lights? Yeah.
30 grand didn't sound like a lot to me. When Alf was like, all 30 grand of it, I was like, is that it? 30 grand?
He's only one of the sponsors, though, isn't he? He's the biggest one.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that like 15 grand, isn't it, in our money?
That's right. Yeah, it's about double, isn't it? So
it just didn't seem like a lot. I thought you probably raised more than that with the old SCAD. Well, they raised 8 grand with the SCAD, didn't they? But they raised about 30 grand with the golf tournament.
I bet that doesn't even cover John's wages.
I don't think John gets paid, does he?
John will, as manager, yeah.
Will he? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was all voluntary. I thought the whole surfboard thing was voluntary.
Not all of it, no.
Okay.
And obviously then you'll have the businesses paying rent.
Yeah, true. Don't know. Damage Control.
You're just going to have to Jenny this one, Sophie, and just go with it.
No,
it's going under without Simon Henderson.
It's going all 30 grand of it. It's going right under. I mean, for God's sake, 15 grand. I'll get a second job. I'll do it. I'll get it for you. Don't worry about it.
When you say it like that in our monies, because Australian dollars is about double. I've been doing a lot of conversion lately because I watched a Sydney travelogue of someone who paid something like $28 for a panini. I was like, what?
What?
I was like, I'm not paying £14 for a panini.
No.
I'd rather die. No. Starvation.
We'll just get a packet of Tim Tams and we'll live off them. We'll be fine. Don't worry.
Well, if they're not $14, that's...
They're not in Australia. They are here. If you try and buy a packet of Tim Tams, they sell them in Harvey Nichols here and they're like... £8 a packet or something ridiculous.
What? Just buy penguins.
I know, right? They are penguins. They're not, you know what I mean? They're penguins. So, anyway, we're doing it again. We're not talking
about
it.
Sorry.
We're really bad at this. Flick and Tane face reality. What the reality is, can we just clear this up once and for all? The reality is that Tony wants a baby and Flick does not.
Oh my God, it's as if that is news to me.
Because can somebody just draw a line under this bloody storyline? they can't get back together. They want different things. Let's get out. Can we get over it now? Can we just get on with our lives? Can we? Please. Please. Yeah. I mean, they were the best couple of, you know, last year, but now they're not even a couple and we're over it. Come on, let's go.
They were actually voted best couple, actually.
I know. Yeah, they were. They were. But now they're not a couple and they want different things and I'm over it and I don't want to hear about it no more.
God knows who's going to be best in the running for best couple this year.
Oh. It'll have to be Cash and Eden.
Well, which says a lot, really, about the state that we're in at the minute. In the couple department.
It's not Leah and Justin, is it? And it's not Brie and Remy, and it's not Rose and Marley. So that leaves Cash and Eden. I can't even think who else is a couple on the show now. Who are the couples?
Well, you've got
what if it's Levi and Mac? What if we all have a sea change and we're all like, it's Levi and Mac, hot couple?
That probably will happen, but we're early doors.
Yeah. Okay.
Need to hate the pricks first. other couples have we got? Rose and Marley.
No,
I mean,
that is
not even.
Their best couple that could be brother and sister.
I mean, we felt nothing from day one, but I mean, that is literally all it can be.
No.
There's no other couples, is there? Oh. John and Irene on the dance floor at Salt by the Sea. Yeah.
And not a couple. Not a couple.
I would vote for it.
Not a couple. Yeah.
Come on, Jyrene.
No, don't come on, Jyrene. No. Anyway, Mackenzie's world is turned upside down.
Yeah, because he told him the secret the day before. Yeah.
We know. Oh, that's going to be Thursday. Okay, so Wednesday, Thursday. If you're into the Mac Levi thing, Wednesday, Thursday.
Imogen has found the bus table, and she's up there.
I think Mac's in the city. Girl in the city, finding the man with the woman.
Dirty martini, dirty bastard.
Crack me up. Okay. Oh, Rue makes an executive decision. Very cryptic.
Oh, yeah, as temporary interiming secretary.
You're on one today. I'm loving it. Yes, the interiming manager. Secretary. I don't know. What's she doing? Executive decision. She's made a decision about whatever they would do, whatever John and her were doing the other day with the contingency.
I can imagine if Rue, everyone hates her guts anyway. She comes in and goes, I'm deciding we need to close.
Let's just give up. No, she's too stubborn. She wouldn't do that. Too stubborn. Yep. Justin loves from afar.
Hey.
It sounds creepy. He loves from afar. So clearly, Leah's just not letting him anywhere near him, nearer. And he's still pining after her. I think that's I'm reading.
Having a Tommy Tank to his phone screensaver or something.
Oh, no. Is his face pressed up against the diner window? He's watching her like butter the brioche or something. Oh God. It's got a bit creepy. It's a bit creepy.
I'd pull a knife out on it as well.
Well, you have to be careful because he's got a crowbar stacked in every plant pot. I'm not over the crowbars growing in plant pots in Australia. We're going to have to look out for them when we're over there. That's quite scary.
Yeah.
I'm not bringing a crowbar plant back on the plane. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
I'm crying. Oh, okay. You ready? Mackenzie wants Levi, but at what cost?
Is she going to go for it?
Looks like it, doesn't it?
That's going to be... We said yesterday, didn't we? If she finds out about Imogen, but still carries on, that might change things.
Yes.
And Mac is very popular. This will be interesting.
I think so. Yeah. Gosh, this could really divide the audience, couldn't it? Yeah. Rose's promotion causes problems. So when she announced this, Cash was really supportive, wasn't she? Wasn't he? He was like, you know, congratulations, it's well deserved. So are we thinking that the problems are to do with Cash, or do we think it's maybe she's not really popular at the old YCPD? Why have you been promoted? You don't even know what bribe is. Is it a bribe, Rose? Meh, I don't know.
It looks like a burglary, but
that's too vague to guess who's got a problem with it, isn't it?
I wonder if Cash is thinking, I want to come back.
No. Yeah, because on Monday's episode, he was contemplating what the hell he's going to do with his life now. So by Friday, has he decided, do you know what, I'm not qualified to do anything else?
Yeah, but Rose has since accepted the job. So therefore...
But then it's not his job because he's been demoted. So even if he went back, they've not
couldn't
offered him...
Couldn't do it, could he?
Yeah. No, so he'd just have to go back. Oh, unless... He's gone crawling back and she's his boss, and that's a problem. Oh, that could be it, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah. She's got to tell him what to do and, you know.
Yeah, because she was the his subordinate, wasn't she? So he was the sarge and she was the officer.
He so was this... senior constable, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, senior constable, that's it. So then she'll be senior constable and he'll just be constable.
He'll just be, you know, office lackey, yeah.
And she'll be like, get me that, print that document and bind that yeah. thing. And
yeah. Put yeah. all these in A to Z. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. And then the last line of the week is John and Rue go head to head. Now, the infighting has happened now. So last week we were all ganging together to save the surf club and Rue had all these ideas. And then she had an executive decision and now it's Rue versus John.
So the decision isn't popular with John?
Clearly not. I think that maybe she's lost
I'm
sight.
Telling you, she's lost trying to sight. Close the club down.
Do you think?
Please take the time to like, subscribe and review Coastal News wherever you source your podcasts and ensure you never miss an episode.